72789. As always, I strongly recommend that everyone go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google store, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. There's a link on our website, support Devil Radio. Many of you asked for that link. You know that Devil Radio is the only hard-hitting station on the left in the whole state. The whole state is over 80 right-wing broadcasts peddling the big lie, peddling that there's something wrong with the election, attacking our democracy, pro-Trump. This is the only one on the other side. There are other good ones, don't get me wrong, but this is the only one that's as hard-hitting as we are. And so you go on it, support Devil Radio. It gives you a lot of ideas on how you can support Devil Radio. Well, we're going to go right now to probably the biggest story in Congress and in the country right now, the debt limit. What are we going to do about the debt limit? You're going to have heard a lot of conflicting points of view on where we are on it. Moscow Mitch and the Republicans are injuring the country, and they're doing it through a subterfuge of negotiation. I'm going to cut through all of that and tell you where it is right now and some of the things I think we can do. Well, it started yesterday, Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney is a guy that a lot of people think is part of the future of a normal, honest Republican Party, along with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and a few others. But he said he'll join the filibuster against the debt ceiling vote. Here's the problem. The debt ceiling was hit back in August, and through a series of accounting maneuvers, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of State, kept us alive now for a couple of months. We run out of cash October 18. And when that happens, paychecks are not going out to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the FBI, CIA, or any federal employee, and Social Security checks aren't going out. Now, all of those checks will be credits, so that when finally you do get the check, you'll get two or three of them, whatever you're owed. But a lot of households can't hold out on that. A lot of households go paycheck to paycheck. They had a guy named Wilbur Ross under Trump the last time they did it. Republicans have done this a number of times, shut us down. Shut us down to make a point because they don't like this, they don't like that. And Wilbur Ross said, well, these people, okay, you have an Army private. He's stationed overseas, maybe in Iraq. He has a wife and two kids at home. The check is direct deposited to her account so she can pay rent and buy groceries. Suddenly she doesn't get it. Well, here's what Wilbur Ross said. She can go to the bank and get a loan. Oh, really? A mom of two kids, husband away, no assets, rents, doesn't own. Can I really get a loan? You're going to walk in, a guy's going to sit there and say, oh, I'll give you money. They give Wilbur Ross money. Deutsche Bank gave him money. Bank of Cyprus. These people, this is a massive fraud, that Trump government, a massive fraud. So McConnell's willing to do that again. But here is the real rub. Moody's and the other bond rating agencies grade U.S. debt or treasury notes just like they grade anything else. In other words, you have AAA, AA, single A, junk status, Bs, and so on. The lower you're rated, the higher the return. If you see a bond that's like B, and oh, we'll give you 15%. Okay, great. That's if you get paid at all. That means it's very risky. And there's an old saying, before you talk about return on capital, worry about return of capital. In other words, you buy a bond for 10 grand, at least worry about getting that back before you worry about the percent on it. Well, U.S. treasuries are the solid ones in the whole world. And yes, they don't pay much now, about 1%. They did pay 0.75% at one point. They were up to like 1.5%. You know, it goes back and forth. But that's interest on our national debt. That's money taxpayers have to spend on our national debt. There, Germany and some of the European countries that aren't as strong as we are economically have negative returns. If you buy a $10,000 bond, they'll give you back $9,990. Not only don't they pay you anything, they charge you for holding your money, because at least you know it's safe. If you stick it in the mattress, somebody will come in and steal it and so forth. You know, so we're very, very lucky. The Republicans are tampering with all that. Back in 1980, 81, 82 period, treasuries are up in the double digits, like 10%. You could put money in a treasury note and get 10. It was unbelievable, safe, and also very, very high interest. But that's because we were in tough shape economically. That smoothed out. What happens when you default, when you don't pay that army wife the money that her husband earned because he's over in Iraq, and Moody's downgrades your debt from AAA, say, to AA. That automatically increases the amount of money you have to pay. And I say automatically, it's a market thing, but it's essentially automatically that you have to pay on that debt. So suddenly the U.S. government will pay 2% or 3% or 4%. If you have money in treasuries, great. That money is coming out of taxpayer pockets. That interest on the national debt has to come before everything, defense, anything, 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 paying our military, anything. And it adds hundreds of billions with a B of dollars. You think that the infrastructure proposal, the especially the hard one, 1.1, 1.2 trillion, that's a hundred, it's over 10 years, 100 billion a year, half of it already paid for from previous allocations. So 50 billion a year. You think that's a lot of money? I do. It's necessary. How about if you also had to add 250 billion for a national debt before any of that, only because the Republicans wanted to embarrass Joe Biden? Okay, think about that. Next time you're tempted to vote Republican, think about that. The other thing that's very dangerous and that the Republicans know and most people don't know is Moody's doesn't sit around. They're the bond rating agency, and go, okay, we're going to wait till October 18 for proof that the checks didn't go out. We're going to be like the three blind, you know, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. We're not going to pretend nothing happened. No, they don't do that. They're evaluating it right now. They could downgrade our debt tomorrow, because today is October 7th. We're 11 days away from defaulting. If a company is 11 days away from defaulting, the stock goes in the basement. It's already gone in the basement. It's priced in. If a their bonds are going to go in the basement. They get downgraded early. These bond rating agencies do not wait, and that means the amount of taxpayer-funded interest we have to pay goes up. So right now, we are flirting, and it could be today, could be tomorrow. Suddenly, we have to pay a lot more in interest on our debt. McConnell is one of the most dishonest people I have ever listened to. And I've listened to a lot of them because I've listened to a lot of Republicans give speeches. I've also taken a lot of depositions. I've seen a lot of people lie. But McConnell, unlike, say, Trump, or unlike Kevin McCarthy or other crooks, has a sanctimonious look to him and will say things that he has no intention of following through on to get an advantage. So he floated that maybe he would agree to increase the debt till December. And so that gives 2 months, and Moody's might not downgrade us, but they still could, but they might not while we continue to work on it. And that was a lie. Nancy Pelosi put it best. She said he put out a press release. A press release isn't a contract, and a press release isn't a promise. So she nailed him. Then he and Schumer, Moscow Mitch and Schumer, Chuck Schumer, majority leader of the Senate, have been huddled all night. These talks are going to keep going over today. If you pick up your news feeds today, you may see we reached a deal till December. Maybe we did. Maybe we did. But I checked just before we went on the air, and I saw that, and I also saw that they're continuing to talk. So if Moscow Mitch doesn't give permission, this two-legged skunk from Kentucky, an open wound, somebody who is betraying the United States, if he doesn't give, quote, what, permission, one guy, permission in the minority, what will happen is Schumer will put in a resolution or a bill to increase the national debt. and it will require 60 votes because of the filibuster. Every Republican has said they'll filibuster, even Mitt Romney, even Mitt Romney. And what will happen is we could override the filibuster, but Joe Manchin just announced he won't do that. He won't do that. We are entering downgrade territory. We're entering downgrade territory, and we are going to be paying more interest fairly soon, and it won't be by October 18 if this doesn't get done. We're going to a break. There's a lot more after the break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.